kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nagbabalik o nagbalik na naman sa Sydney ang ating kababayang taga Melbourne na si Roman Berry, at sa pagkakataong ito, pag-uusapan naman natin ang pagka-teenager ng isang taong nagngangalang Dick. Magandang araw, Roman.
Magandang araw, Marjella, sa mga kababayan. Hello from Sydney.
Ayan, ikaw ay nasa Sydney, naghahanda para sa premiere sa darating na linggo ng Teenage Dick.
Correct. Teenage Dick by Mike Clue.
At ikaw ang production manager at movement coordinator at co-producer para sa Divergent Theatre Collective.
That's right, Maridel. I'm very lucky to be able to partner ng Flight Path Theatre sa Sydney, na para yung Divergent Theatre Collective sa Melbourne at saka dito sa Sydney nag-meet up na to produce this wonderful play. In fact, it's an American winning play, which is Teenage Dick na nga.
At sa Divergent Theatre Collective, pinagsisikapan ninyo na mabigyang boses o tinig yung iba't ibang klase o mga tao mula iba't ibang larangan, iba't ibang karanasan at iba't ibang kabuhayan.
Correct. At saka parang binigyan natin ng boses ng mga ano, ng kailangan, di ba, na kung wala kang boses, wala kayong representasyon, mabuti sana kung ang teatro ang gagawin na parang vehicle to go on further with that particular story that you're trying to do or you're wanting to portray or wanting to say.
Isa ang masasabi ko, totoo yon, high school can be murder. Hindi ba? Hello? Napakahirap ng high school.
High school life, parang high school. Ako, wag na. Si yung high school niya, pinakahirap. At saka basis ng storyline ng Teenage Dick. So, parang ako na rin, pagdating ng mga rehearsals, maraming mga memories nag-recall sa high school days ng bullying. At saka meron pa iba't ibang na parang nag-chismis, ganon. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of little workings na written for the part na para na rin magagawang lots of dramatic moments, especially yung mga comedy pa rin.
Oo.
Especially yung mga ng mga conflict ng mga teenage life natin. Mm-hmm.
Kasi pag teenager ka, 'di ba, akala mo hirap-hirap na ng buhay. It's you and me against the world, pero hindi pala.
Oh my goodness. Don't take us back there, Maridel. Don't take us back there.
Pero ang maganda o ang kwentong ito ay ginawang modern version at binase o binigyang inspirasyon ng Richard III ni Shakespeare.
Correct.
Dahil ang pangunahing karakter ay mayroong hinaharap o nabubuhay ng may kapansanan.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely something that can be talked about or that can be told about this particular story, especially yung mga people with disabilities, mga creatives with disabilities. Pero just to basic lang ito na parang basic capture ng Teenage Dick, yun nga, it's based from Richard III, Shakespeare's Richard III, modern adaptation, and set in a high school setting, and trying to work out kung if do you have, you know, do you go for more freedom to be able to really, you know, capture that height of presidency. Kasi set ng senior high school presidency, and our lead role, which is Merong Embilado, sabi niya, why can't I run to be the president? I've been bullied all the time. Why can't I do that? Pero ngayon, ginawan niya maraming scheming, maraming mischievous na tricks na ginawa niya para lang sana can get rid of the college jock, mm-hmm, na nagraran ng president. Yun. Pero maraming comedy moments when he's trying to get up to the top.
Ayan. So, ito ay buhay teenager, kumbaga, na mas ginawa pang komplikado o komplikado dahil sa kanyang kapansanan.
Correct. And also yung mga pinakita yung struggles, Pero ang ginawa ng ano ng writer ni Mike Lu, he really wanted to, you know, to investigate kung paano ginawa ni Shakespeare ito. Parang, you know, that's a long time ago. Na he wrote something about disability and mm-hmm. put it into Kings and Queens. Pero Mike Lu wanted to know what prompted the writer to do that, the playwright to do that.
Mm-hmm.
At saka, yung ano yung humanity nga, yung parang pinakita ng lahat ng Richard III is he was mean, he was wanting to get up there and snatch that you know, position, pero he was also portrayed as a bad person. So when someone saved all that, parang all is well in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Lu just turned around and said, you know what, all is not well in the world. So, parang ginawa na chaotic itong Richard natin.
So,
he keeps pushing it down.
So, hindi ito nagsisimula sa famous line na, "Now is the winter of our discontent."
Not quite. But set in a high school setting, now is the winter of, you know, to the point, merong mensahe na similar to that particular line. But all you have to do is come in and see it, people.
Roman, gano'ng kahalaga na maihatid natin ang mga ganitong klaseng kwento?
Very important. Kasi ngayon, it's para na rin, di ba, intersectionality tayo. Inclusivity is really important. At saka representation or representation ng different characters in real life. Kung merong tao, merong person with disability, na makikita nila sa isang entablado o teatro na pina-lead pa yan, ha? Nakaka-inspire yata. Pareho na rin tayo. If I see someone na Pilipino na parang ginawang multifaceted yung character niya at hindi stereotype, nako, inspiration yan for anybody. So that's the important part of really putting this play on. And actually, creating stories that are similar to this.
Kumbaga ay parang paghatid o pagbigay ng pagkakataon na maihatid ang karanasan at kwento ng iba't ibang tao.
Correct. At saka, you know, it's not just that, ha? Dami palang professional na actors dito na parang mayroong disability. Ang dami pala. But we just don't hear about them kasi walang... You know, you just said it, Maridel. Walang istorya, walang vehicle na it's out there, apart from film maybe. But sometimes film is becoming a bit, you know,
yes,
censored and romanticized. Eh, ito, comedy pa nga, pero at least it turns itself, na parang it turns the joke into itself. And we have two people who are actually, who have... disability. The one thing that I've learned a lot, learning pa rin tayo, ha? One thing I've learned a lot working with the group is to actually say that they're professionals. Their disability doesn't stop them from doing anything. Yung ano namin, yung isang star namin na mayroong wheelchair user siya, siya pa nga ang production designer namin, Maridel. Siya pa ang set designer. Ganoon siya, filmmaker, production designer siya.
Mm-hmm.
And acting pa siya.
So, hindi lang siya pagsasaintablado, kung hindi ang bumubuo rin ay yung mga taong may lived experience, ika nga.
Ah, you've hit the nail. Yun, meron silang lived experience. And you know, I've been awakened by a lot of things na parang fight ko nga is about representation. Pero nakalimutan ko na meron palang iba't ibang class ng, you know, diverse group of people who are also going for that. And it makes me really think, you know, it's about making sure that we all work together towards a certain goal, towards representation. And this is really an eye-opener for me.
Teenage Dick magpipremiere sa July 20.
It opens on July 19, pero preview lang yon. Pero it goes up to August 5th. Sa Flight Pass Theater at Sydney, yes.
Maraming salamat. Hanggang sa susunod na kwento, Roman Berry ng Divergent Theater Collective.
Thank you. Salamat, Maridel. At salamat, mga kababayan.
Dagang salamat.
Dagang salamat, Jude.
Music.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.